This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, red hot for the Messiah. Now, I have a book titled Worship Warrior by Chuck Pierce. I'm speaking to him at his office in Denton, Texas. And I have to tell you, after reading your book, Chuck, I put a worship CD on. And as a matter of fact, I did this last night. And I turned the lights down and I was in a room by myself. And I just raised my hands and I started worshiping God. And of course, I had just read in your book about this whole concept of ascension, of ascending, and but this wasn't my imagination. In my mind's eye, I saw some angels. Now, I've never seen that before. Is that unusual?
Well, I don't think it's unusual, because I think when we worship, Sid, we go into a dimension that is available to each one of us. And what we begin to see is the Lord of hosts that he has available to us. And worship is the whole key to that. Now, it is such a blessing to be talking to you. You know, I think one of the things that knit us together in Israel at Rosh Hashanah was we were worshiping in this context of gathering of the nations, and the Spirit of God just came down and brought us, you could just feel the Spirit of God. You could feel revelation coming down. And when you worship, I want to say to you listeners, this ministry, first of all, that Sid has is just worth supporting, worth being a part of. And then I want to say this, when we worship, we go to a place, our spirit is positioned properly in the heavens. And then all the blessings in heavenly places we have access to. Now there's a verse that I always come to mind when you introduce your show that we're doing right now. And you're saying, welcome family, there's a trumpet going to sound. I love the verse in Revelation chapter 4. It says, after these things I looked and behold a door standing open in heaven. Now this was where the Lord had revealed himself to John. And you want to find out, what does it mean after these things? Because God had come down on Patmos Island, revealed himself to John, and then he spoke to John about the seven key churches of that region. And he did five things, and if you're listening, you can get an understanding of this, what God will do while you're worshiping. We find that the book of Revelation is an entire book of worship and something we will experience in days ahead, but it's personal as well as futuristic. And so I want to explain this to each one of us personally right now. He came down and he told John, here's what these churches have been doing well. And God always, if you'll start worshiping God, and some of you out there might think you're separated from God, but if you'll start worshiping him, the Lord will remind you of his plan for you. And he'll remind you of how you have pursued him in the past. But then what he will do is he will begin to, notice what he did with the churches. He put his finger on the things they haven't been doing well. A lot of times God will do that, the second thing. He'll say, now, this is what you've not done that would bring you into a more full plan that I have for you. The third thing he did was he instructed each one of those churches. Well, he'll do the same for you when you worship him. And then the fourth thing that he did was he said, let me remind you of the promise I have, and if you will listen by the Spirit of what I'm saying to the church right now, you'll hear. God does that with his covenant people. He does it with Israel, his inheritance. He does it with the people who will, he has this special covenant with Israel, but then when you come to know him, you're grafted into that covenant, and he's ready to talk with you. He's ready to commune with you. And this is what I love about the scripture. It says, a door was standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking to me, saying, come up here and I'll show you things which must take place after this. In other words, not only will I reveal to you what I'm saying today, but I'll show you what's going to happen in the future. And that's why I think this book is so important for us right now, because it brings us to a new place of worship where not only we can experience God's host of heaven in our midst now, but he can also open our eyes to where we're going.
Listen, with what is going on as far as terrorism worldwide, what we know with all the warning alerts we have all the time will happen right in this nation. I have friends that live in Israel, and they say before they go out anywhere, they pray. And if they feel a check in their spirit, they don't even go out. I mean, if there's ever been a generation that has to get in touch with God and has to hear God's voice, it's us.
Listen, Sid, I believe if we're worshipers, and I say worship from a true concept, I don't mean people who just get in that place and they don't understand how to walk in the earth. I believe if you learn how to come into the throne room, you'll know how to walk in the earth realm. And so, I also know this, if you get to know the presence of God, you'll know where his presence is not, and your spirit will say, your spirit filled with the Holy Spirit will say to you, go a different way. And so it's very important right now that we get familiar with the throne room and then how we need to walk in the earth realm.
Now, Chuck, you're a very prophetic type of person. How is worship connected with the prophetic?
Well, the prophetic means this. It simply means, I've got another book called When God Speaks, and hopefully Sid will have that available for us sometimes, but it's simply communicating the mind and the heart of God. Now, it takes both, because the letter will kill us just by knowing the truth, but God has an emotion and a heart, and so I don't think you can really perceive the emotion of God right without learning to worship him. Because he, not only will he illuminate the word to you, not only will he give you revelation and talk to you about your life and your family and your city and your vision that you're a part of, but what he'll also do is he will begin to open up your understanding of how to know him and how to really walk with him in a very, very practical way. And I believe that is the key to the prophetic, because the word, remember all of you who are listening, is the word of God says in Proverbs 28:19, without a vision, what happens to the people? Well, that means they perish without a vision, but that means without prophetic revelation, they perish. And so what you always want to do is, you can be assured if you're willing to submit yourself to God, he can give you how to resist the devil, and you'll move forward in victory.
I'm looking at my notes in chapter 7, titled The Host of Heaven, Judah in the Line. You talk about how one time you were worshiping God and you became overwhelmed with his presence, and you began to thank God for all that he had done for you. And then you could see the future blessings that God had for you and even for your children. Explain that.
Well, because, see, like I just said in Revelation, once we allow God to bring a reality in our life by saying, this is what I have planned for you, you've done this well, you've not done this well, this is what I'm instructing you to do, and we have a heart that's willing to obey what he's instructing us to do, not only do we see the promise for our life, but then he opens this window, like it says in Revelation 4:1, he opens a door into the future, and all of a sudden we know this is what God's going to do with my children. This is what he has planned for us. Here's our inheritance. Inheritance means God's got a portion for you. He's got a spot for you. Every one of you listening, not only can you know how he wants you to operate in your spot, but he can know, tell you how your promises are connected with the next generation.
Give me an example of what he told you for yourself.
Well, first of all, he showed me, for me, it was an interesting thing he spoke to me. He showed me that I had been called for the healing of the nations. Now, I didn't understand that at all. And I was in a field called human resource systems and cognitive systems. That's my background. And which is a good, was a good background. I can look at it now and I can see that that was a very good background because it looks at a whole person. It was a secular study. It involves education and it involves several facets of disciplines. But what he did was he showed me I was called for the healing of the nations. And then once I agreed with that, he showed me, he began to direct my path, where in the 80s I worked into the Soviet bloc countries. And then, of course, I've worked with Cindy Jacobs and Dr. Peter Wagner since the 90s and been involved as being leader of the Worldwide Prayer Movement, one of the leaders of that movement. And now my whole life is for healing of the nation. So even in the 70s.
And when you didn't even understand what that meant.
Understand it at all. See, you don't have to understand everything. If you're in God's presence, it communicates into our spirit and then we can walk it out.
Chuck, you talk about, well, I like to call it cementing our brains, and that worship breaks us out of conformity. I mean, too often we just want to copy everyone else.
Listen, we're made to worship him. But in worshiping him, and you, when you understand the Spirit of God, and we can talk about this more, and your spirit that has been made uniquely, your worship is going to have a unique flavor about it. Now, we can worship corporately, but still, there's nobody else on the earth realm like you, and nobody in the earth realm like you, and God knew you before the foundation of the earth. So when you start responding to him, you will demonstrate an aspect of God by him flowing through you and you coming into communion and union with him that no one else in the earth will demonstrate.
Chuck, what kind of feedback are you getting on your book?
This book has, it was really quite amazing, Sid, at the beginning, because it was overwhelming, the demand for this book. And I think it's just because it's the right time. We know that we're living in a war season, and we know that the only way we're going to win that war is through worship. So you even mentioned the book should be called Worship Wars. I really think that is an appropriate title.
Oops, we're out of time. For a donation of $20 or more, I want you to call right now our 800 number, order Worship Warrior. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzi, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.